Next Chapter Podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Play On Podcast listeners, it's time for you to join the cast. Become a supporting cast member with Play On Podcasts for just $5 a month. Get in-depth interviews featuring some of the most brilliant artists working today. You'll enjoy ad-free episodes of the Play On Podcast series, and maybe even a gift or two. This week, we have an interview with Christopher Liam Moore and Amy Brenneman together, talking about their careers and working on this translation of Twelfth Night, exclusively available to supporting cast members. So sign up. Head over to playonpodcasts.com, click Supporting Cast, and join the club today. We so love creating this content for you. And we hope you'll support us so we can bring you inside this rejuvenated Shakespearean world. Join the cast, supporting cast. Go to ncpodcasts.com.
Next Chapter Podcasts presents the Play On Podcast series, Twelfth Night, Episode 1. No prick will ever come. For the best listening experience, be sure to use headphones or earbuds. And don't forget, if music be the food of love, play on.
Illyria, United States, 1939. Beloved Countess Olivia, heartbroken by the tragic death of her brother, turns away from society, rejecting the powerful, lovesick Duke Orsino. Meanwhile, off the coast, a yacht bearing twin aristocrats, Viola and Sebastian, flounders and sinks in stormy seas. The stage is set. The unknown future awaits. Welcome to Twelfth Night, or What You Will.
Captain, Lady Viola wakes.
What country, friends, is this?
This is Illyria, lady.
And what should I do in Illyria? My brother, he is with the angels now. With luck, he is not drowned. What think you, Captain?
'Tis by luck that you yourself were saved.
Poor brother, and so by luck may he be.
That's true. And so to comfort you with luck, assure yourself that once our ship did split, when you and those poor sailors saved with you hung on your storm-tossed raft, I saw your brother, so clever in the crisis, tie himself, courage and hope, both teaching him the skill, to a strong mast that floated on the sea, and like a dolphin saves a stranded swimmer, the mast and man did ride upon the waves as long as I could see.
For saying so, there's gold. My own escape contributes to my hope, and add your witness from the wetness, oh, that he is saved as well. You know this place?
Yes, madam. Well, for I was bred and born on 3 hours' travel from this very place.
Who governs here?
A noble duke, in nature and in name.
What is his name?
Orsino.
Orsino? I have heard my father name him. He was a bachelor then.
And so is now, or was so recently, for but a month ago I left from here, and then it was the gossip, as you know what great ones do, the less we'll chat about, that he does seek the love of fine Olivia.
Who's she?
A virtuous lass. The daughter of a count that died a year or so ago, then leaving her in the tender care of his son, her brother, who, sadly, also died, for whose dear love they say she does reject the company and sight of men.
Oh, that I served that lady, and might as well be hidden from the world till I my tears have dried and time might pass to heal my pain.
That's rowing against the tide, because she will accept no visitors, and that includes the Duke.
There's a gentle goodness in you, Captain. I ask you, and I'll pay you generously, conceal me what I am, and be my aid in finding a disguise that can well match my need to hide my heart. I'll serve this Duke. You shall present me as a choir boy to him. No longer known as Viola, but now Cesario, which fits a manly child. It may be worth your while, for I can sing and speak to him in many sorts of music, which will soon make me valuable to him. The future, it will happen as it can. For now, match you your silence to my plan.
Be you his choir boy? I'll silent be. When my tongue blabs, then let my eyes not see.
I thank you. Lead me on.
Yeah, watch out!
I like that. If music be the food of love, play on! Give me too much of it. That overfilled my appetite may sicken and then die. That verse again.
Oh, I've got it.
It had a dying chord. Oh, it came over my ear like a sweet breeze that blows across a bank of violets, stealing and sharing fragrance.
Ooh.
Enough. No more.
Oh.
'Tis not so sweet now as it was before.
Oh.
Spirit of love, how sharp and hungry you are. And though your magnitude is as the seas, so huge, so boundless, all that you take in of any strength or plentitude at all becomes a puny worthlessness, a speck. Within a minute. So full of visions is love that it alone engulfs imagination.
Will you go hunt, my lord?
What, Curio?
The deer.
But so I do. The dearest I know. Oh, when my eyes did see Olivia first, I thought she cured the earth of all calamity. That instant was I turned into a stag. And my desires, fierce and vicious dogs, now always hunt me.
Fifi, get down.
Ah, but what news from her?
So please, my lord, they would admit me not, but from her housemaid do return this answer. 'T Till 7 years have passed, not even the sky shall ever glance her face at fullest view, but like a bride of Christ, she will walk veiled and water once a day her drab retreat with tortured briny tears. All this to nurture the love of her dead brother, which she keeps fresh and lasting in her sad remembrance.
Oh. Ha!
Oh, she that has a heart of such fine form to feel this depth of love but for a brother. How will she love when the rich golden shaft of passion's light has all her other flames burned out? When spirit, soul, and body, her holy trinity, are all combined, perfected in the love of me, her king. Ah! Let's go and find ourselves sweet fields of flowers. Love thoughts bloom hard when minutes turn to hours.
Fifi, get down.
Let's go.
Sir Toby still here?
Hey, Mariah. Far end of the bar.
Oh, Mariah. Mm-hmm. What the hell means my niece to take the death of her brother thus? I am sure love's an enemy to life.
By my faith, Sir Toby, you must come in earlier at night. Your niece, my lady Olivia, takes great exception to your late hours.
Let her turn her exception into acceptance.
Well, you should worry about admittance, and so confine yourself within the proper limits of good manners.
Confine? I'll confine myself to nothing finer than myself.
Shh.
These clothes are good enough to drink in, and so be these boots too. If they be not, let them hang themselves by their own laces.
That drinking, no, drunking, will undo you. I heard my Lady Olivia talk about it yesterday, and about a foolish man that you brought over one night to romance her.
Who? Sir Andrew Aguecheek? Ah, perfect timing.
Yes, he.
He's as full a man as any that's in Illyria.
Full of himself, but what does that matter?
His pockets are full and not with pennies.
Yes, but he'll empty those pockets soon enough. He's a big enough fool, but he's an even bigger spender.
Shame on you for saying so. He plays the tromboner and speaks 3 or 4 languages word for word without listening and has all the good gifts of a good upbringing.
If that's what a good upbringing gets you, I thank my mother for my bad one. Plus, he loves to squabble, and if he didn't have the gifts of a coward to outrun his squabbling, it's thought among the sensible he would quickly have the gift of a grave.
By this hand, they are liars and snitcherers that say so about him. Who are they?
They that add, moreover, he's drunk nightly in your company.
With drinking toast to my niece, Olivia! I'll drink to her as long as there's a passage in my throat and drink in Illyria! He's a coward and a clodpole that will not drink to my niece till his brains turn inside out like a yanked off sock. What, woman?
Seek
of the devil? Here comes Sir Andrew Aguface.
Sir Toby Belch! Blessings on you, Sir Toby Belch.
Sweet Sir Andrew.
And blessings on you, fair nun.
And to you even less, sir.
Seduce. Sir Andrew, seduce.
What's that?
My niece is maid.
Ah, good Miss Seduce. I desire better acquaintance.
Oh, my name is Mariah, sir.
Good Miss Mariah Seduce.
Oh, you mistake, sir. Seduce is a tempter. Romancer, undertaker.
Oh, faithfully, do not speak of an undertaker. It's too sad. But is this the meaning of seduce?
More the meaning of obtuse.
If you let her part so, Sir Andrew, let you never draw your sword again.
If you part so, mistress, let me never draw my sword again. fine lady, do you think you have fools here at hand?
Sir, I don't have you by the hand.
Indeed, but you shall have, and here's my hand.
A hand in the bush is worth two in some birds.
How, sweetheart? What's your meaning?
Juicy berries grow on bushes, but I'll prick my fingers if I try to pick them.
No prick will ever come to your fingers from me. But what's the joke?
Do you not know a complete joke when you see one?
Oh, where?
At my fingertips. And when I let go of your hand, the joke's on you. A good night.
Oh, sir. You need a drink. Barkeep! When did I see you so put down?
Never in your life, I think. Unless you see whiskey put me down. Methinks sometimes I have no more brains than a human being, or an ordinary person has. But I am a great eater of beef, and I believe that does harm to my brains.
And your morals, no question.
Oh, if I thought that, I'd swear off it. I'll head home tomorrow, Sir Toby.
Porquet, my dear sir!
What is porquet? Is there a pork bee? I would I had spent that time on schoolwork that I had on fencing, dancing, and cockfighting. Oh, had I but followed the arts.
Then you'd have an excellent head of hair.
How's that?
The hair cannot grow out of it when the head has nothing in it.
But I still have enough hair, don't I?
Oh, it waves like a flag on a pole, and I hope to see a housewife plunge it like a butter churn, making you go down and up so fast that you end up skyward.
Faithfully, I butterhead home tomorrow, Sir Toby. Your niece will not be seen, or if she will, it's 4-1, she'll none of me. The Duke Orsino himself hard on romances her.
Oh, she'll none of the Duke. She'll not marry above her place, not in wealth, wisdom, or wit. I have heard her swear it. Ah! There's still life in it, man.
I'll stay a month longer. I am a fellow of the strangest mind in the world. I delight in dances and balls sometimes more than anything.
Ooh, are you good for high kicking at balls, sir?
As any man in Illyria, whoever he be, if he be not my better, and yet I would not go up against an old man like you.
What is your excellence in a jig, sir?
Oh, faithfully, I can cut a rug.
And I can pull it out from under you. Yeah.
And I think I have the back kick simply as strong as any man in Illyria. Ha! Ha!
Ooh! Ah! Higher! Higher! Why are these things hid? Why have these gifts a curtain before them? Are they meant to gather dust like so many forgotten old flames? Why do you not wake up with a caper and go to sleep with a prayer? I would not so much as take a leak, but I'd syncopate it. Isn't a world to hide virtues in? I did think from the excellent construction of your leg, it was formed under a dancing star.
Oh, yes, it's strong. And it does even better in flame-colored pants. Shall we set about some reveling?
What shall we do else? Were we not born under Taurus?
Taurus? That's the bull.
No, sir. It's the calf right below the knee. Let me see you! Higher! Excellent! Excellent!
Valentine?
If the Duke continues his attention to you, Cesario, you are likely to be soon advanced. He has known you but 3 days, and already you are no stranger.
You fear... You fear either his moodiness or my ability, if you would doubt the consistency of his respect.
Is he inconstant, sir, with his attention?
No, believe me.
I thank you. Here comes the Duke.
Where's Cesario?
On your attendance, my lord, here.
Stand you a while away.
Okay.
Cesario! You know no less but all. I have enclapsed to you the book even of my secret soul. Therefore, good youth, direct your steps to her. Be not denied access. Stand at her door and say your fixed foot shall drop down roots till you have audience.
My noble lord, if she be so abandoned to her sorrow as it is said, she never will admit me.
Nah. Be riotous. Ignore all civil bounds rather than make an unsuccessful return.
Well, say I do speak with her, my lord. What then?
Oh. Then unfold the passion of my heart. Surprise her with deep language of my love. It shall become you well to act my woes. She will accept it better from your youth than from a messenger of older years.
I think not so, my lord.
Believe me, son, for they deny you many years of joy that say you are a man. A goddess's lip is not more smooth than Rubius. Your high voice is as a lady's timbre, shrill and sweet. And all do come together as a woman's form. I know your presentation is just right for this pursuit. Over here. Yes. So go, Cesario, and leave me here, for I myself am best when least with company. Succeed in this, and you shall live as freely as your lord, and call his fortunes yours.
I'll do my best, romancing your lady.
Hiya! Oh,
what a fiendish life. I would romance myself to be his wife.
Hiya! Capulet? Yeah! Come on, go!
A fiendish life indeed for the disguised Viola. Will Olivia agree to hear her pleas for Orsino? Can sad, drunken Uncle Toby mend his ways? What mysteries will unfold in all these many human hearts? Tune in next time to Twelfth Night or What You Will!
The Play On podcast series, Twelfth Night, was translated into modern English verse by Allison Carey and directed by Christopher Liam Moore. The cast is as follows. Amy Brenneman as Olivia. Jordan Barbour as Sir Andrew Aguecheek. Catherine Castellanos as Mariah. Brandon David Delsit as Sebastian. Rodney Gardner as Festy. Michael Goodfriend as the bartender and Officer 2. Christopher Jean as Antonio and Curio. David Kelly as Malvolio. Tina Munoz Pandya as Valentine and Officer. Daniel Parker as Sir Toby Belch. Jamie Ann Romero as Viola. Tramell Tillman as Orsino. George Bennett Watson as the Sea Captain and the Priest. Casting by the Telsey Office. Karen Castle, CSA, and Ada Karamanian. Voice and text coach, Julie Foe. Episode scripts were adapted and produced by Catherine Eaton. Original music composition by David Rifle. Sound design and mix by Lindsay Jones. Sound engineering by Sadaharu Yagi. Mix engineer and dialogue editor, Larry Walsh. Podcast mastering by Greg Cortez at New Monkey Studio. Coordinating producer, Transcend Streaming, Kira Bowie and Liana Keys. Script supervisor, Jordan Moore. Managing producer, Robert Capodona. Senior producer, Miriam Lauba. Executive producer, Michael Goodfriend. The senior manager of business operations and partnerships at Next Chapter Podcasts is Sally Cade Holmes. The Play On podcast series, Twelfth Night, is produced by Next Chapter Podcasts and is made possible by the generous support of the HITS Foundation. Visit ncpodcasts.com For more about the Play On podcast series, visit playonshakespeare.org for more about Play On Shakespeare. Hear more about the Play On Shakespeare podcast series by listening to bonus content at ncpodcasts.com, where you'll find interviews with the artists, producers, and engineers who brought it all to life. And remember, if music be the food of love, play on.
Hey, Play On podcast listeners. It's time for you to join the cast. Become a supporting cast member with Play On Podcasts for just $5 a month. Get in-depth interviews featuring some of the most brilliant artists working today. You'll enjoy ad-free episodes of the Play On Podcast series, and maybe even a gift or two. This week, we have an interview with Christopher Liam Moore and Amy Brenneman together, talking about their careers and working on this translation of Twelfth Night, exclusively available to supporting cast members. So sign up. Head over to playonpodcasts.com, click Supporting Cast, and join the club today. We so love creating this content for you, and we hope you'll support us so we can bring you inside this rejuvenated Shakespearean world. Join the cast, Supporting Cast. Go to ncpodcasts.com.
Next Chapter Podcasts.